There's a strip club in Providence, Rhode Island that was closed down so far permanently because apparently three of the dancers there were offering sexual activity, you know, the full Monty Hall, so to speak, and the place was busted, and the place is closed. I don't know. Strip clubs are funny. Some of those dancers are the last people you would ever want in your lap. But oddly enough, and apparently they were offering happy endings, which really had nothing to do with sex. A happy ending in a strip club is when you leave with all the money that you walked in with. All right, that's enough.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
What else do you want to talk about?
Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very, very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you, by the way? I never really pay any attention to you, do I? I just babble on. Babylon. Oh, that's actually a place to go. Babylon. I wonder if people who live in Babylon just never stop talking. Wouldn't that be interesting if that was the actual reason they called it Babylon?
Shut up!
Yeah, that's all you would hear. I've never been to the Mideast. I've not been to the Far East. I haven't been to the East at all, as a matter of fact. I live in the Boston area, so if I went any further east, I'd drown. I don't know. I don't like to travel much. Do you know why? Because when you travel, you tend to be amongst other people, and that just doesn't work for me. I don't enjoy flying. Not that I can naturally, but I don't enjoy going into airplanes because there's people in there, and that's a place where people kind of congregate, and that's not my thing. I can't imagine shoving all the people that I don't like in a tube and then launching me into the air with no options whatsoever. I can't fly, man. There's too many human beings involved. If I had a private jet, maybe. But cramming me in with like 100 other people, crying babies, people who just had garlic for dinner, talkative people who babble on. I can't. Why would I put myself in a position like that? That would be torture. If you shoved me in a plane with 100 other people, I would confess to everything. Even if I didn't do anything, I'd confess to it. It's torture for me. It's bad enough. I go to a restaurant and there's a baby crying in the next booth. Can you imagine if there's a baby crying next to me in a seat on an airline? What am I going to do? I got to leave. I got to go outside for a smoke. You can't do that. Your only option is to sit in that tiny little bathroom. It's not even a bathroom. It's a closet. It's a closet with a toilet in it. Closet with a toilet in it. Sounds attractive, doesn't it? I can't do it. Why do seats go back on an airplane? Why can you recline your seat in an airplane? Does anybody ever realize that when you push your seat back on an airplane, there's someone sitting behind you, and the back of your chair is touching their neck? It's so inconsiderate. If you want a definition of inconsiderate people, sit on get a seat on an airline and just watch people be inconsiderate of others. I can't do it. You cannot confine me in a tube. I know people that just love to fly, and yet they're scared of taking a CAT scan, being shoved in a tube. I mean, what's the ultimate end to that is when you die, you're shoved in a tube, you're shoved in a casket. That's rather confining. I guess at that point, it doesn't really matter how confined you are, but still, the spirit of the thing doesn't work for me. I don't like being confined. I talked about this last week. I hated school because I was confined. To me, it was like prison. Some of these school places actually make you dress the same as the other person and take away all your individuality, all of it. Well, you look like everybody else. Why? You're all dressed the same. What is this, some type of Nazi concentration camp? What's going on here? Why are we all dressed the same and we're confined to this room for 6 hours? Well, it's education. That's not education. It's confinement. It's like you did something wrong. I'm sorry, Bobby. You've been a bad boy. You're going to have to go to school. No, not that. Yes, confinement in a room for 6 hours with other people dressed the same. And then there's like Catholic school and religious schools. Apparently there was a time in history not long ago where the nuns could smack the hell out of you just because they wanted to. And some of those nuns that I've run into have a real chip on their shoulder. How dare you not have to live in this confine? I will beat the crap out of you. You kids. I don't know. That was legal. Churches did some weird things to people, man. There was that whole church scandal, which I think is still going on, where you have these naughty priests taking advantage of young children, if you know what I mean. Kind of like a religious strip club. That went on in the church, not by all of them, but by quite a bit. And instead of penalizing these priests for these horrible acts of mistrust, they just shuffled them around like they were just shuffling a deck of cards. We'll just get them out of this parish, send them to another one, and let them run rampant there. And then they had these nuns, and I don't know what else you call them, running around with rulers. I don't know if this was true, but apparently if you got out of line, the nun would, she'd smack you with the ruler. She wouldn't measure you. She'd smack you. That was okay. I don't know. I never went to one of those schools. I went to a public school or a pubic school because I couldn't spell public really well. And it was awful. It was awful. It was confinement. I didn't like it. And then they tried to shove an education down my throat that was not true. All this stuff about Columbus. They didn't tell me he was a horrible man. Columbus was horrible. He was nasty. Like Trump. History was all messed up. It was. Yeah. Anyway. How are you? Have you been? What's new? How was your weekend? Huh? Oh, man. People say that to me every Monday. I fear Mondays now because everybody I run into is, how was your weekend? Like, what? Why? Why do you care? You don't run into somebody on a Tuesday that's, how is your Monday? How is your Monday? What? Why? Why are you talking to me like this? What are you trying to extract from me? You're trying to drive me insane with stupid questions? How was your weekend? It was all right. How was your weekend? It was all right. Did you do anything? No. Did you do anything? No. Well, this has been very entertaining. Full of information. Why do you care what my weekend was like? Actually, it's none of your damn business. What I did over the weekend. You don't live with me. Why do I need to report to you what I did over the weekend? I woke up, brushed my teeth, took a piss, went back to bed, and that was my Saturday. Sunday, I went down to the church. New priest in town. Apparently, they shuffled him. I went home, had some food, went to bed. You, what did you do? I mean, come on. You know, I know it's a polite thing to do, but it's meaningless. It's just meaningless. So how was your weekend? How is your weekend, actually? Oh, man, I everything is just, you know, the stock market is down. Trump wants to pull our troops out of every place that we have troops so that ISIS can grow again or something. I don't understand him. He's just having a tirade. It's because he knows that by January, February, he's going to be wearing funny colored clothes in a prison. He knows this. If it's not him, it'll be his children. Why, Don? Because you're a maniac. And for some reason, you got your entire family involved in running the country with the experience of a peanut. Your family had no experience. They ran a real estate company and a clothing line, and you think that these are qualifications to run a country? No, they're not. It's all going to come out, Don. You're in big trouble. Don, look over your shoulder. Your shoulders are missing. You brought it on yourself, babe. You acted like a douchebag, walking around, cocking like a chicken, putting people down, calling them names, calling them rats, idiots, calling women horrendously disgusting names, acting like you own the world. You're right, everybody else is wrong, no one's smarter than you. That's a cocky son of a bitch. And eventually it catches up with you. Guess what? It's reckoning time. Don, for you, it's not the second coming. It's the last coming. Enjoy it. Give a call to some of your porn star and beauty pageant affair girlfriends who you paid off and tell them on second thought, let's spend the evening together. Because everything's going to shit anyway. Don. Don, 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 Don. I don't know what's going on with you. Now ask me if I care. I care. Just leave, Don. Just go home. Go back to your gold leaf chairs back in New York City. Sit in your chair, put on your little crown and say, I'm the king, and just sit there and vegetate, man. You don't need this. I don't need this. You don't need this. Nobody needs this. Let's get it on. Let's be honest about this. You're ruining everything. Go home. Get out of here. Quickly. Fast.
The internet has literally millions upon millions of sites offering entertainment, information, and insights. And yet you ended up here. Oh, that's gonna sting just a little bit, huh? Well, make the most of it. It's the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
That was somewhat insulting. We'll be right back. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. We do this every single weekday, unless it's a big holiday, which is possible. Otherwise, we're always here. New show every day. And we're all over the place. We're like glitter. You just can't get rid of us. It shows up years later. You got well over 1,000 episodes, about 1,500 of these episodes available on the Podbean Network. Talk about binge listening. Wow. They're all housed on the Podbean Network, where you can hear us every single day. Also, everything is on YouTube. Everything. They're all the episodes. The episodes. I made a new word. All the episodes are on YouTube. They're also on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, your Alexa app devices. We're kind of all over the place and other places too, and also syndicated radio stations across the country when they feel like it. Other than that, not much going on. I guess the best thing about this show is there's free parking on Sundays. How was your weekend, by the way? Going well? Yeah. Do you have anything to eat yet? Aren't you hungry by now? Go eat something. I'm trying the keto diet. Problem is, I don't know what to eat. I think in the mornings I'm supposed to eat protein, and to be honest with you, I don't have the energy. I'm also on the keno diet. I don't play keno. I made a list of New Year's resolutions for myself, and I lost the list. Doesn't matter, I wasn't going to do them anyway. That's Jason Shaw, by the way, who composes the music for this program. I'm greatly in debt because they won't take the show daily on YouTube if you play copyrighted music at all. So Jason Shaw comes to the rescue and actually writes the music, so you can't touch me. And all the shows get published and are available to you. So thank you, Jason. Without you, I guess I'd find somebody else. Anyway, I had a hankering yesterday. A hankering. I don't even know what that word means for Chinese food. Every once in a while, I get these urges. They're usually non-sexual. They usually have to do with food. All of a sudden, someone will mention the name of a food product, or I'll be watching television and I'll see a piece of food. And it's not even in a food commercial. It's just in a movie or something where someone is eating a slice of pizza in a movie, and all of a sudden, I've got to have pizza. I've got to have it. And I will drive and drive and search for the perfect piece of pizza. I get obsessed like that. Why? Because I have nothing else to do. So yesterday, I started salivating for Chinese food. Somebody just mentioned Chinese food, and all of a sudden, it just popped into my head. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. And I did, and I ate it. And when I was finished, I didn't want to have it anymore. I get that way with pasta, which is the that's the devil's food. They say devil's food cake. No, devil's food is pasta. It's horrible for you. It has no value, and yet to me it's like potato chips. I can't stop eating pasta. I don't. You can dump sauce on it. I don't care. It's the pasta. It's like crack. They shouldn't call it pasta. They should call it crack. When you go into an Italian restaurant, what would you like to order? Bring me the crack, please. Oh, you mean the pasta? Yes. Do you want the spaghetti, fettuccine, ziti? No, I don't care. That's just different forms of crack. Bring me the pasta now. Or you won't see your families again. Oh, is that a threat? Yes, that's how much I like pasta. I'm willing to go that far. All right, it's come to the point in the program that I'm going to talk about constipation. Ron, this is the most ridiculous program you've ever done. No, I don't think you've heard all of them. Constipation is a problem. I don't care. I don't care. Other talk shows won't talk about constipation, but you know you've been constipated before. To the point of great pain and concern. Will I ever empty my bowels again? And for many people, it's chronic. I mean, it's like a real, real problem. They can go days and days and a week without going to the bathroom. And that's a scary proposition. So, I thought I would bring on an expert to talk about constipation because we don't talk about that anymore. I don't think we ever did. It's not part of conversation. I'd like you to meet Bob. He's the head of our produce department here. Bob, this is Ron. Hello, Ron. How are you? Fine. Bob, let me ask you a question. Do you have constipation? People don't talk like that. You don't have deep debates about constipation. You don't meet a person of the opposite sex at a restaurant, lean over to them and say, you know, I'd really like to take you up to my place. But first, are you constipated? Me too. Oh my God, we have so much in common. Oh my God, I'm constipated too.
Get out. Really? You're also constipated?
Yes. Oh, I feel this great bond between us. We're both how constipated are you?
It's chronic for me.
Me too, it's chronic.
Have you discussed it with your doctor?
I can't. I just my girlfriend. So let's talk constipation. That's just disgusting, isn't it? We'll do that right after these words.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Dr. Che, how are you?
Just fine. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Pleasure to have you here. Dr. William D. Che is a professor of gastroenterology and nutrition sciences and director of the GI Nutrition and Behavioral Wellness Program at Michigan Medicine. And we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, actually. It's constipation. And, you know, interestingly enough, and I'm glad you're doing this because these are items in our health that we don't talk about with other people or even to our physicians. So it's important to have some discussion. So thanks for doing that. I know there was a survey recently taken in this regard.
Yes, there was. A very large survey, actually, over 800 individuals across the United States with chronic constipation, as well as 250 gastroenterologist as well.
Wow. Now, chronic constipation, I assume the word chronic would be any condition that becomes a part of our lives in a not a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. The formal definition is constipation that's been going on for more than 6 months.
Oh, okay. Ouch. But so many people that I know have that condition, like a lot of people I know do.
Yeah, it's an incredibly common problem. You know, it turns out that around 10% of the U.S. population reports problems with chronic constipation. That's 35 million people across the United States.
Yeah. That's a lot of people. Is this usually due to a medical condition or to a dietary situation?
Yeah, so there can be conditions that lead to constipation. So, for example, a lot of medications. Most people do know about the association with opioids.
Yes.
But for example, many people don't realize that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like Motrin or Aleve or aspirin can also lead to problems with constipation. Iron supplements and calcium supplements, which many people take, can cause constipation.
You know you're talking about senior citizens, period.
Yes, well, certainly more so in senior citizens, and that you raise an interesting point because it turns out that the prevalence or the proportion of the population that suffers with constipation is directly related to age. And one of the reasons why older Americans are more prone to having constipation is because of all those medications and supplements that we're taking. Absolutely.
You named all the normal daily supplements that almost every senior ingests on a daily basis. Yes. Wow. Okay.
That's right. People don't realize it.
But what do you do if your physician says you need to take calcium to protect your bones, and a lot of seniors start getting arthritis, many do that aren't even seniors yet, and these are the prescriptions for it.
Right, and in most of those circumstances where it's really medically necessary to take these different supplements, then we have to work around it. We have to talk carefully to patients about drinking enough fluid, getting enough exercise, getting enough sleep, as well as the use of medications, over-the-counter and prescription medications. But one thing to mention, Ron, is that a lot of times these aren't necessarily medically necessary. People are doing them because they think that it's more healthful.
Absolutely.
And in some circumstances, they're not absolutely necessary.
Okay. Like there might be arthritis medications that don't have those components in it that might cause constipation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, certainly things like acetaminophen or Tylenol are not associated with constipation.
I see.
But those non-steroidal medications that people commonly use, for some people, not everybody, for some people can be constipating.
Do you feel, kind of a tender question here, but do you feel that most physicians are aware of what you're telling me here, where they may not even know what causes constipation themselves?
Yeah, I think most physicians have a pretty good awareness of this. Certainly there are subtleties that individual physicians may not be aware of. Yeah. I think the bigger issue is one that you alluded to at the very beginning of the interview, which is that people are embarrassed to talk about this with their doctors. And the other thing is, most people are interacting with their primary care physician, who has a whole host of other things to worry about in regards to the care of that particular patient. So constipation doesn't necessarily rise to the top of the list of priorities for discussion with a primary care physician. That's why patients have to be comfortable bringing this up and talking about it with their doctors on their own.
Yeah. Or ask to see a specialist in that field, such as this field of medicine, and get more specific options, I would suppose. What are the ramifications of having this chronic situation? Does it do something to your body over the long run when you are constipated for long periods of time?
Well, the good news is that there's a lot of folklore about, for example, patients with constipation reabsorbing toxins and that leading to some kind of chronic disease. And the good news is there really isn't any evidence of that. There's no evidence, for example, that constipation predisposes to a greater risk of having colon cancer, which I know is a big concern on the part of many lay people and patients. But one thing I will say is very chronic, severe constipation can lead to damage in the colon that can actually exacerbate or worsen constipation over time. So it's important to get this taken care of. Mm.
I just don't want that much crap sitting in me for that long, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't sound wonderful. Okay, so there's a lot of information to pick up here, and I know that a lot of people listening actually have this concern, but never really thought beyond it. Just figured, I live with this, and this is what I have. There are a lot of stool softeners, too. Are they dangerous or effective or both?
So stool softeners are one type of laxative therapy. Laxatives, of course, are medications that we use to make us go to the bathroom more easily and more frequently. And there are medication, there are over-the-counter laxatives that draw water into the bowel lumen, which softens stool and helps people to pass it more easily. There are laxatives that actually cause the colon to contract more vigorously to help them to go to the bathroom. And then there are stool softeners, which is what you, you alluded to. They're probably the least effective of the different over-the-counter laxatives that are available. And, of course, there's a whole range of prescription medications available for constipation as well.
Well, I mean, I could, it sounds odd to say, but I could talk about constipation with you for hours. I don't know. Did anybody ever say that to you over dinner conversation? Like, I could talk to you about conversation about constipation for hours, doctor. But there is a lot to talk about. Where do we go for more information?
Yourcolonisamuscle.com is a great resource of information from the survey and also about chronic idiopathic constipation. And of course, talk to your doctor. Don't be embarrassed to raise this issue and have a frank discussion with your doctor.
Good. Dr. Che, thank you. Very enlightening. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. You've been very tolerant of me today. You get a little gold star on the top of your head because you've been very good. I think when you're very good, you should be applauded and you should be congratulated. You've been very good. As a reward, I'm going to end the show now. But fear not, next time a weekday rolls around, I'll be back with another show. I hope you join me again. I hope I become a habit for you, similar to pasta. Until then, I wish you peace. I feel like pasta now. I gotta have some pasta.